Marco Werman here with The World. We're going to check in now on a group of young men whose lives took a dramatic turn 5 years ago. They were just boys when they survived the massive earthquake in Haiti back in 2010. Later, they came here to Boston, where there is a large Haitian community. Even so, it was a hard transition for them. But there's a youth center in Dorchester here in Boston that's making a big difference in their lives even now. My WGBH colleague Rupa Shenoy has that story.
17-year-old Ricardo Sherry won't talk about what happened when the earthquake hit. All he'll say is that the uncle he was living with was killed.
Every time I try to think about it, it's just bringing me some like bad dreams.
It brings him bad dreams to think about it, he says. But even when he doesn't think about the earthquake, it affects him. When he got to the U.S., Sherry lived in a two-bedroom apartment in Boston with his mother, two brothers, and a sister. He played video games compulsively. He failed courses or got D's at the local high school. His mother was working long hours at a janitorial job, and he felt guilty.
It was just me that was like holding myself back.
Sherry wasn't the only teenage earthquake survivor at his school who had problems adjusting. Dorchester has one of the biggest concentrations of Haitian Americans in the country, which is why a lot of Haiti earthquake survivors ended up here. A Haitian American school counselor recognized a pattern among the boys. She sent them to a Haitian American staffer at a YMCA down the street. That was Reggie Jean, whose family had also taken in relatives, including his 4-year-old cousin, who was pretty open about what went on during the Haiti earthquake.
And this little girl's like, yeah, it was crazy. People were crying, and I couldn't find my mom for a long time. And it's like, wow, wow, wow.
But Jean says teenaged boys generally won't talk, and that's led to lots of problems. So he looked for a uniquely Haitian solution. Jean convinced his wife to turn an old donated row house into, essentially, a clubhouse for the Haitian boys who needed help. The place is packed with boys and has an almost frat-like atmosphere. If there were Haitian fraternities, they'd probably sound like this.
Where's Double Four?
A game of dominoes, Haitian style, is a lot like cards, except noisier. It's all about math and bluffing. 16-year-old Jeffrey Moreau dominates these games. Three boys sitting across from him choose dominoes and line them up in their cupped palms. Other boys crowd around and lean over the table to watch. One player quietly tries to slide a domino back on the table. Moreau calls him out.
Nah, you gotta keep it.
I didn't look at it.
I didn't see it, bro.
Moreau came here before the earthquake, 6 years ago, and has the wisdom and bearing of an old-timer. He says many of the boys who came more recently look up to him.
They seen a lot of stuff in Haiti. A lot of stuff go down. So, like, in Haiti, like, some people just, like, don't have no hope. Just, like, oh well, there's nothing to do there. And then when they come here, it's, like, they become discouraged. They don't know what to do because there's too much to do.
Moreau says this place may not seem like much, but the environment is comforting. It reminds the boys of the domino games on the streets of Port-au-Prince, where players release pieces so fast and hard that they sometimes break. Moreau remembers people crowded around, watching games, swearing, yelling, and betting. He says recreating that environment has helped the boys build a new community.
Not having that, like, it affects you. Like, coming here, like, you already have your group. Everybody is nice. Everybody knows you and understands you and understand what you've been going through.
Over dominoes, the boys talk casually now and then about their memories of Haiti. Jean says he doesn't push them.
Just like, you know, we'll laugh about it. Oh, when I was in Haiti this time. But, you know, I allow them to give me as much information as they want to as we build that relationship.
Help like that got Ricardo Sherry's grades up. He gets mostly B's now.
Your mind's like calm and you're not worrying about like homework and stuff like that. And it also reminded me when I was in Haiti.
Sherry says remembering how he used to play dominoes with his friends back home settles his mind. The games help him concentrate in general. Sherry's relieved that now he can focus on school. For The World, I'm Rupa Shenoy.